Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm commenting on a political party called Reform United Kingdom, which is also a business, and the majority shareholder is one Nigel Farage. So don't forget, Reform UK is the new name for the Brexit Party, which was itself a breakaway from the UK Independence Party. So Reform UK was a real breakout party in this election. It was astonishing. Now, I'd said that after Brexit, the Brexit Party would fold in 3 years. Now, in a sense, I was right, but they've just rebranded themselves. They're obviously saying it's not a proper Brexit, but they've got policies in every possible issue. I've read their website, and they had a phenomenal campaign in the beginning, and they were predicted to get up to 20% in the election, which is staggering, that they were going to overtake the Conservative Unionist Party. They would have the second most votes of any party in the UK. Well, that really is astonishing. Now, they've never won a seat at a general election, but they did have Lee Anderson, formerly a Conservative MP, who defected to them. So he was their only sitting MP at the dissolution of Parliament. He represents Ashfield and Nottinghamshire, which is where he's from, and was formerly a Labour councillor. So it all appeared to be going very well for them, especially when Nigel Farage took over the leadership again. Richard Tice happily handed over, and Farage announced that he was going to stand in Clacton-on-Sea, that Essex seat, which is most favourable to them. And that really electrified their campaign. So some of his rhetoric has been rocket fuel for Reform UK. And obviously the Conservative Party was at panic stations. So there were predictions that partly because of this, Reform UK persuading so many disgruntled Conservatives to vote for them, that the Tory party would reduce to about 50 seats, would become the third biggest party in Westminster. We'd be behind the Liberal Democrats. It would be an absolute seismic shift, the biggest for over a century. However, things have gone a bit wrong for Reform UK in the past week or so. Nigel Farage said the European Union expanding eastwards and the NATO's willingness to accept Ukraine is what provoked the Ukraine war. But nevertheless, let's be fair to Farage. He did say it is Russia's fault. Putin chose to invade. So ultimately, Russia started it. But people don't look at that caveat. They'll take the most contentious thing the person said and focus solely on that. And they won't look at any of the reservations that he made in his utterances. I don't think that's hit Farage that badly, because Reform UK-minded people tend to be a bit isolationist and would say Ukraine's a faraway country, which we know little, it's just not our problem, and so on. Remember Nick Clegg, not someone I hold in high regard, said like for over 10 years ago that there's this idea on the right that Putin is somehow hard done by, and he's certainly not. Well, one of the few times that I see eye to eye with Nicholas Clegg, who is himself, is he 1/8 Russian? I can't remember, like his great grandfather was the interior minister of Russia in the provisional government, something like that. I must double check. So I didn't think that was that harmful to Farage, just a little bit harmful. And they tend to be some of the least educated people, quite elderly people, who would vote for Farage. So those who are less minded to be sympathetic towards Ukraine, dislike Ukrainian refugees coming into the United Kingdom. Then the next point is, well, racist comments. So some of the parliamentary candidates of Reform UK have said some really rebarbative things, used racist epithets and so forth. And there was one guy who was going around canvassing, and he was filmed by Channel 4 News saying all sorts of quite horrific things about ethnic minority people and Muslims and stuff like that. And so that's obviously been bad news for the party. But I mean, there would be some Reform UK voters who agree with what he said, others who say it doesn't really matter. Now, Reform UK will have tens of thousands of members, millions of voters. So you mustn't judge them by the worst possible member ever. It's preposterous to suggest that he typifies the party. But others say, well, that's the sort of person that attracts. Now, there's a rather circular argument from Farage saying, well, I fought the far right, and so I stopped the BNP. But the trouble is, then the BNP joined me because the BNP didn't really exist. Well, why would they join you if you're so different from them? Now, Farage, I don't, he has made anti-Romanian comments, but apart from that, I don't think he's a racist or said anything racialist. They said he'd like to wind people up cracking jokes at school. I think that's not very relevant, what he said as a schoolboy over 40 years ago. But some of this is quite distasteful. So they paid a vetting company to look into their parliamentary candidates. But they said they obviously didn't do a good enough job. £70,000. But it's preposterous to say that if anyone's said anything controversial years ago, that he or she should have no future in politics. Is there no forgiveness? That would be preposterous. Most people have said and done foolish things, things they regret, things they're ashamed of. Should we not allow people to be rehabilitated, bad people to become good people, and so on, to recognize the error of their ways? So this has hurt Reform UK a bit. I mean, not as dreadfully as you might think, because this is only how far we're Sunday. It's only like 4 days in the election, and some people made their minds up. The postal votes are cast. Remember, as they rely upon elderly voters quite heavily, they're more likely to cast their votes by post, and they can vote up to a fortnight before the election because they've got mobility problems. They can't quite so easily go to the polling station. Others, well, I've decided now. And nothing's going to sway me because it's that oh my goodness, what's that? I forget what it's called. The Austrian doctor and the washing hands thing. Once you make your mind up, it's very difficult to get the person to change his or her mind. The something or other reflex, it'll come back to me. And that's why I think it will impact them, but not as severely as you might imagine. Now, Farage insists it's a setup. This person was an actor. He was paid by someone. Farage is not saying it's Channel 4, to go around discrediting the party by saying these outrageously offensive, imbecilic, and racialist things. But it has helped the Conservatives, and it will sort of pull back some of the waverers who can't make up their minds about Conservative Reform UK. It will put them off a bit. So I don't think Reform UK will obviously get 20%. They might get 15%. But the Conservatives are anywhere between 15 and 25% in the opinion polls. Now, Conservatives, they tend to poll near the top of that band. So I'm always putting the Conservatives on 24%. And this has been a bit of a boost to them. And then it's a really scotched Farage's chance of getting back into the Conservative Unionist Party. He said he wanted to do a hostile takeover of the Conservative Party, reunite the right after this one. Well, I mean, I didn't think that was going to happen. It's even less likely. But not enough Conservatives have come out, senior Conservatives say, nuh-uh, no way, never, not possible, absolutely not, negative. We'll never ever let Farage in, who's done us so much damage for decades. You want to be a Conservative, you could have stayed in the Conservative Party, but you didn't. You were campaigned against us, so forget it. Okay, the people within the fold who were faithful and true, however difficult, however disappointing the party situation was, they stayed with us. One of those person people's going to be leader, not Farage. That's what I think they should do. So I don't think it's quite a busted flush. This party, Reform UK. I think they will get MPs, but like three, not the seven or even the 17 that people were forecasting. I don't think it's had a big effect on the Liberal Democrats or Labour. So I suppose the Reform UK, in some ways, have run a blinder of a campaign. You see how much they've gained over the past 5 weeks. The Liberal Democrats have run a sort of dreadful campaign. It's almost they're almost sort of deaf and dumb. As a campaign, Labour only are moderately successful. You see, they've actually dipped in the polls. The astonishing thing is how the duopoly, Labour Conservatives, has only been Labour Conservative to form a government on their own for over a century, and both those parties have lost votes between them, getting about 60% of the vote, looks like. You go back to say the 1960s, and Labour, the Conservatives combined, would have over 90% of the votes. It's astonishing the disillusionment with the two establishment parties. I met George Galloway the other week, leader of the Workers' Party of Britain, and he said that how there's a uni party, it's Labour Tory. They are effectively the same thing, New Labour and Blue Labour, as Farage used to call it. All right, I'm not sure what Tory and Red Tory or something, you call it that. So what do you think? How badly has this hurt their standing in the polls, Reform UK? Thank you for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. George Callahan 79 at gmail.com. Goodbye.